Crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover. Let me start with this. Matt Verzel in for Gary Sharp. A commissioner, a city commissioner, was arrested Thursday on allegations that he embezzled money from a law firm for stays in a hotel and rides all over town, including to a Hialeah sex toy shop called Caliente Adult Superstore. I want you guys to take a look at the homie.
Oh,
look at him.
No.
Does that fit?
Wow. Yeah.
Does that fit?
Wow. That's
your man.
What?
That's your man.
Wait,
what,
a
government
minute.
Corrupt? You're crazy. Get out of here. You're crazy, Todd.
I had to get my ride onto my lift to the adult toy store.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are these guys getting receipts or?
Well, everything's computerized now.
Yeah.
You have to do the lift on your phone.
Too many cameras.
We got cameras. We got tracking for IT.
Hey,
it's not like the old days.
Excuse me, I'd like to leave a paper trail. Don't they have like jitneys and Northside Delivery in big cities?
They
like,
got him for 60 felony counts.
60?
Grand theft, organized scheme to defraud, forgery, and petty theft.
Yeah, is he using like campaigning?
For a while on this
thing. Man, that's tough.
Yeah, he's in trouble. Embezzled money from the law firm.
Caliente.
Caliente.
Hey, you know what's the opposite of caliente?
Frio.
Frio. Guess what? Since it's been getting cold, do you know what? I saw the water had some ice flakes on it. The lakes. Not near, you know, can't go out there and walk, but it's a start. How about that?
He's very excited about doing the ice fishing.
Oh.
It's a start.
You did it last year, didn't you?
No, I walked out there. I didn't have a pole. I mean, I did.
Hold on a second. 2020. Did you have on the spike that you put on the bottom of your shoes?
No, I had on tennis shoes. It was an impromptu walk.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have those little things you put
on
the bottom
you know
of your
how
shoes?
Sometimes you're just like, man, this is, you guys have all had that
I'm
person
embarrassed
or
I say this.
That thing like where you said, okay, if I don't say this now, I'm never going to say it. That's how I felt about walking on the ice. I was like, if I don't do this now, I'm never going to do it.
It's like Rush.
And I like walked out there. And I got over it just like that.
It's like Rush
you have
Bridge.
A few phobias.
It's like Rush Bridge out of Johnson's
Lake. Yeah, falling
Lake.
Through cold water and hypothermia and perhaps
no, just
potentially
walking
dying,
on the
that's
ice.
One of them.
Walking. The result is not the phobia, it's the doing the thing.
But you swim well.
Yes.
Yeah, but not
but
in cold, icy
water. But
that water
is like at least
you got to get flat.
It's at least bathtub-ish.
Like you're not a fan of heights, right?
I'm not a fan of falling.
Again, it's not, that's the result, not the actual action.
But you have to get up
you
there
get in a
first.
Helicopter.
You know,
fly
you've
in
been
helicopter.
Out west. You know Johnson's Lake?
Yeah.
Rush Bridge. Have anybody ever taken you out there?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So Rush Bridge is like this 50, 60-foot bridge
nice.
Out there.
Yeah.
And it's got a
well,
river.
Well, isn't that everybody? Like, people don't fear the ocean because they're afraid of water. They fear the ocean because what's in the ocean.
No, people fear for example, people who are agoraphobic, who are afraid of just open spaces, what's the result?
Open space?
Exactly. They're afraid of the open space. People are afraid of the heights. I don't think they think about the falling aspect as much as they're just afraid of being in that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about
but
that.
But my fat ass, I'll climb up a ladder. I'll get on the pylon
like
roof
and
in a second.
Again, it's not just afraid of heights. Like, I'll go up high. I'll fly. I'll look out the Empire State Building. Here's when I feel like I don't have control.
You're an edge guy.
Then is the problem.
You don't like the edge.
Yeah. I mean, I'll push envelopes, but.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm in high school. I'm 290 plus.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
you're
this big,
big
old bridge. There's a river.
I like how you underestimate how heavy you were. That was nice. 290 plus.
Well, I was a junior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I said,
senior,
freshman.
I was 315.
Yeah, okay. I saw that picture of you at the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but was a big fella. Yeah.
I could move.
That was not 290, though. I'm just
I
saying.
I could move.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, so you got this bridge. I was like, oh, my God, so high. And I was like, got the 77 Suburban, got the boys loaded in it, threw it in the park, walked out, one step off the ledge, and just jumped. So I was like, if I stand here and look at this, it probably ain't happening.
Yeah. Did it hurt when you hit?
No, it wasn't good. I kind of penciled in.
Oh, okay.
The fear when your toes hit the water was like, I don't know the bottom.
Sure.
But everybody else seems to be doing fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some dude dove off it right as I was going.
Head first?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he was crazy.
That dude ballsy.
He was crazy.
That's how you get killed.
Right there. You sure?
That's how you die.
Died into a murky river.
That's how you
river.
End your football career like a certain person we know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, I got this got to me today with Silas getting look from UCLA. It didn't even
Rand or Paul?
No. It didn't even
So Hunter Salas.
Silas.
Hunter Salas. No problem. He's
but
gone.
It didn't even move the needle for me. I was like, oh, big deal. UCLA, they haven't been good in a long time.
No, it's still a big deal for UCLA to roll in here, though.
Right. But it wasn't like Kentucky was coming in or right, Duke was coming
Nobody
in.
Nobody does have an offer from Kansas.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I think the kid's awesome. Like, I've actually seen him, like, seen his film.
UCLA's going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get back.
With, they've got whoever Mick and
they, Mike. Whoever they end up settling, whoever ends up doing it, somebody's going to do it.
Yeah.
Because there has not been a real 10-year period where they haven't had it at least get close to it. They'll get it back. Just got too much investment into it.
You
I mean,
think.
They had the three final, those final fours where they were the Westbrook and Murray and those guys. They'll get back. They just have to.
We need to get back.
It just, I thought it moved the needle for more for me.
It did. Like, it did. Damn.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-uh.
Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the
I'm
record.
I'm sure he got it. I mean, you know, the idea of UCLA probably.
Oh, sorry, I'm excited George. For the kid. Don't get it wrong. Like, don't get it twisted. Gotcha. That's cool and all, but. Yeah.
How about Michigan coming in to look at a Creighton Prep tight end?
Hey, they already got Deshaun Nix, didn't they? UCLA? That's a top point guard. You might be right, Michael. Maybe they are coming
He'll
back.
He'll be back.
They need about four more guys like that. Five.
And it's the Pac-12 where it's wide open.
Yeah. That is, they have fallen
Oregon,
off
Washington.
Tremendously.
Yeah.
Got to get Altman.
They need Oregon and Arizona. They need Arizona to have last
probation?
Year being an op. Oh. Wow.
That's one way to stop
and
them.
For Oregon to keep doing Oregon things.
I've heard. Have you seen that prep tight end?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
we played against him opening game.
Did you, what'd you think?
He's physically, he's gifted.
Is he?
Yeah,
he
looks, just young in the game. He hasn't played a ton. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I think he's still getting used to just watching
but
twice. Talent-wise,
he's
getting used to
pretty
content.
Legit.
Oh.
When he gets hit, the two times I saw him, both times he got hit, he went to the sideline. I think he's just getting used to that. But he looks the part. He's 6'6". Was he 6'6", 200 something, right?
Yeah.
He's got the actual.
And Michigan's in town?
Yeah. Well, they were yesterday.
Oh, right on.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got the frame and everything for it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
He's getting it. It's 2021.
Yeah.
He's a kid. So.
What?
You're kind of squirrely today. You know that?
Uh-uh. No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Isn't he? Michael.
I missed the
he's
whole.
He's squirrely today, isn't he?
It's not that.
Oh.
I missed the whole Secret Santa thing.
Oh, you're going to get a
play? Yeah, like they sent emails, and I must not have been reading.
Because
you got to sign up for a Secret Santa, and I missed the book.
You know why I did it, right?
Because you want people to think you're nice.
Nope. Because I ignored all the emails until the general manager sent an email out saying, hey, just in case you guys missed this, just want to point out that Secret Santa deadline's tonight. And I said to him, so that's kind of like when they have the those voluntary workouts.
Voluntarily mandatory.
Yeah, right.
I ignore that guy, too.
And so when he sent that to me, that's when I signed up.
I'm doing it, too.
You're doing it, too?
Oh, yeah.
I wish
yeah.
I would have done it. I would have done something
They sent
nice
a lot
somebody.
Of emails. Who was
Did
her name?
They?
Tina sent them
yep,
out.
Yep, Tina.
Tina so, called three.
Yeah,
she sent a
I
bunch
know
of them
Tina.
Out.
I call her Lucille.
She sent a bunch of emails out.
That's a homie.
I'll be your secret
You know
fan.
Why I call her Lucille?
No.
Because that's what's on her license plates. Do you know who Lucille is?
The car
she said it's
gone
the barbed wire bat in one of these television shows where
Walking
they kill
Dead.
People. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's Negan's bat.
Who?
Negan.
Oh, I was like, whoa.
There wasn't even R in it, so it wouldn't be a big deal. There wasn't even R.
Hey,
there wasn't
hey,
even
was like,
an
well,
aura.
White guys,
appreciate
step outside
like,
for
yeah.
a little bit.
All there right, FCC, appreciate
there
you.
Were
we'll
no,
never.
There was no aura anywhere. Negan.
I said, what?
No R.
Huh?
Not even an R in there.
We
weren't even talking about
like,
the West Coast country
anything.
Of Niger. Okay. We weren't talking about any of that stuff. There was no R in there. It was Negan.
All right. Well, it's back to Lucille. That was easy. I'll mispronounce that.
Do you can be my secret Santa. I'll be your secret Santa.
Well,
I'm
that's
not,
cute, but it won't be a secret.
Well, I just won't tell you.
So wait a minute. How did it work, though, apostrophe? You had to, like, fill out things about you?
Yeah. There was a survey that had about 9 questions on it. Favorite colors, favorite sports team, favorite candy,
drink.
Favorite breakfast, favorite drink.
Yep.
Yeah,
you fill all that out, and then so you just give it to Tina. I sent it to her through the email.
So if you went to Prayer Brook, that's a private school. I know Cranbrook. Something about you.
You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school.
Yeah, and Clarence has 2 good parents. That was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
I was surprised I didn't make the bad movie list that Michael read to me, because a lot of people didn't like it, but I liked it.
Ooh, really?
Hey, Mom?
I loved 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Good movie. Yeah.
That was good.
Movie.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. A lot of people wrote in a bunch of good ideas for bad movies then. They were pretty right. Jack and Jill, for example, is a good
Never
example.
Never seen that.
Hercules was really bad.
I know John and Amy.
You don't have to elaborate. No, I won't. Over my head.
I was just wondering if John Tallman was listening. My phone will go off here in about a minute.
Oh, gotcha.
I told a nursery rhyme about him falling down the hill drinking Crown. and his wife came tumbling after.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Yeah, right. But the funny story was one time he and I were co-hosting a show, and I had a different girl's name on the brain, so I referred to her as Jill.
Oh.
And he looked at me like, wait, did I do something I didn't? Wait, who's Jill? I was like, oh, whoops.
Did he ever tell you he's got crawfish like in his neighborhood now?
A couple of them. Yeah, he said he saw them. They escaped out. And they had sex.
Hey, but look, though. Did I tell you about, and I'm not going to say who's wedding
By the way,
it was.
I need an invite next time.
We invited a bunch of people who didn't show up.
He invited me, but busy. I was gone. I was at a
basketball
tournament.
He
was
busy. You invited DB and he didn't show up?
He had things to do.
No.
I don't think you weren't even in town.
That doesn't happen anymore.
I don't think you were in town.
Yeah, we had the basketball tournament out of town.
Yeah, you were out of town.
So when's the last time you told me to be somewhere and I wasn't there?
Grant Wisham's golf tournament.
How many years ago was that?
I don't forget.
Bro. Oh, you're talking about the big one when we first saw Jason?
Yeah.
For the first time?
Dude, yeah, I've turned the corner since then.
I was there. Yeah. That was 2001? Six or five.
Yeah. I don't forget.
I'm just saying, it was like 2006 or five.
Donnie Stubbs blew up.
Dude, do you realize what was going on in 2005 and 2006?
Yeah. You've come a long way.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Can I finish? Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Uh-huh. Jill fell down. No, Jack fell down. Jill came around. Now they have a son and a daughter. That's the line. That's it.
I
don't know any nursery rhymes that don't involve other stuff besides, sex.
I don't know any of the real nursery rhymes. You and Luther Campbell.
Definitely. Me and Andrew Dice Clay. My kids are always like, can you tell?
Nah,
I'm like, I don't know that one.
Please tell me you didn't. Are you a Dice Clay guy?
I love the nursery rhyme stuff, sure.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah. Miss Muffet, selling a Tuffet. Okay. Eating her curds and whey. Hey, along came a spider, sat down a spider.
I
said,
prefer the conversation
what's in
about
boat?
I'm more comfortable with the Walking Dead conversation than I am Andrew Dice Clay.
Old Mother Hubbard.
Are you putting any money on Bud?
Went to the cupboard.
No, he's like minus 1,800.
Well, you're rich.
She been over.
I wish I was.
Rover took over.
Hey, did you see what Joe Burrow's at?
Hey, by the way, nah, that's
Joe Burrow's at minus like 20 G's.
Oh, yeah. The last 4 weeks, he has been a ridiculous favorite. Yeah. The last 4 weeks, yeah.
What? The only thing I know about 1,800 is the tequila. Why? Minus 1,800, are you nuts?
No.
Now, can you?
Easy money.
What you could do is you could mix it.
Put
with some
college
stuff.
Fund in there, you double
you
that.
You could mix it with some stuff.
What college fund?
And save yourself and parlay that stuff with something else.
Right.
You feel pretty good about to bring that number down.
Dude, parlaying minus 1,800 still has to not make the juice worth
it. It would
squeeze.
Take a long time. I've done
parlays. You'd have to tag about 17 things with it.
Get one big underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I tell you what, as I watched, not get up, but I saw the back half of it, Bud was good on the TV.
Oh, he was fantastic.
He did really well.
You could tell he likes, he's comfortable in that setting talking boxing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All that other stuff, he's like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. He talked about his dad. He was, that was a good 15 minutes. I love the way they started it with them playing ping pong.
Yeah.
That was really good to show they're friends.
That's his thing.
That they're friends. It showed that.
But when
he's
just
got a ping pong table, dab smack in the middle of his gym.
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, can I move this? It's not very user. No. No. Just keep it right there.
It's a part of it, yeah.
To keep them hand eye quick.
Yeah,
but even when he said he's like,
and he likes to keep the kids off the equipment.
Yeah,
So
go play ping pong.
Like, who you want to fight next? Like, whoever they put in front of me.
He dropped the F bomb. Little beeping.
Yeah,
had a little beep. We had a little beeping.
Yeah, he's like, man, if I tell you I'm gonna F you up,
yep.
Then that's what I think I'm gonna do. I was like,
You worried at all with Spence getting in that accent? They're gonna have like a built-in excuse if/when they do fight.
I've always said 2020.
And probably farther back now, right? Because say he doesn't fight until 2020.
Right.
You figure Buzz not his first fight,
depending on how he walked away from that wreck, I have no idea.
It's incredible. Yeah. That thing flipped 3-4 times.
But
dude, he lost his shoes.
Yeah. Yep. Could you imagine that, dude? Not only is your car flipping, you don't have your seatbelt on. And he walked away.
And he's in a sports car.
No broken bones.
Like a lightweight sports car.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get out of that feeling like, okay, I am literally
I'm blessed.
Like,
so you're thinking, I was thinking maybe April, December.
Of 2020?
Yeah.
When does he fight his first fight?
April.
Okay. So you think his second fight would be Bud? Because there's three guys on his list, right? That he still wants to fight from his group?
Only two matter.
Okay.
Who are the two that matter?
Wasn't one of them being Garcia, too?
Yeah.
Garcia's
and Bud.
And Bud.
Who's the third?
Right.
Am I missing somebody?
Not Porter or Thurman.
No.
One of those two guys he mentioned. He mentioned one of them. I know he mentioned Garcia and he mentioned
Porter. One time is done. He's out of the discussion.
Yeah.
I mean,
Keith Thurman.
Yeah. But this is an interesting time for him to really capitalize. Like, Tank Pacquiao is dodging me. Like, he dodged me, and I still want that.
Hey, listen, when he tweets out pictures of Mayweather and says, why not?
Yeah.
But Floyd doesn't want this.
Know what it would be? It'd be a huge check, but nobody wants to retire that way.
Yeah.
No one wants to retire that way.
Or get retired.
That's exactly what I mean. Exactly. Pacquiao, the same thing. You don't want your potentially last fight to be that. You don't want it to be.
If you didn't want to fight him a year and a half ago, you certainly don't want him now.
You wouldn't want it to be the way, say, a Sugar Ray went out.
Although, I will say this. Pac's last four or five fights surprised me because after he got knocked on his tuchus,
yes,
I was like, this guy's washed. Mm. But he's...
He made it to get a belt. He went back and got a belt.
Yeah, and has looked good doing it. Been busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
after the Jeff Horn fight, things changed, it seemed to me.
Yeah.
Because he got pushed around physically in that fight.
He did. It looked like trash.
Yeah.
But, anytime you punch that hard as a little guy and... still have those awkward angles, you're probably a handful. Like, that guy is so unorthodox.
You know what he's got?
Big legs.
Tree trunks for legs.
Yeah,
he's basically got thighs that go to his ankles, and there's, like, no change. Yeah. It's like a tree trunk for his legs. All that power.
And when people just need to understand that in sports. Like, you can mess around everything you want up top until your trunk and your, like, core down is right, you're done.
You know, it's funny. It's weird to talk hoops, but you know who had... Go check out Mitch Ballack.
Okay.
Yeah.
His lower half, dude's put together.
Yeah.
And he gets spring on that. This guy's flicking balls from like 35 feet. Yeah.
That's why a lot of people like Sevion Morrison, and I think he could be great. Me, give me the squatty dude with the big legs.
That's why you're a third
Marvin
guy.
Marvin Scott, give me that guy.
Yeah.
The third.
Give me Marvin Scott, the third. Yes. The triple. Give me that guy. Because nothing else, he's going to break tackles, I know. And I know he's going to be able to change direction very well. Mm-hmm. We'll see how everything else goes in terms of catching the ball in the backfield, but I like him a lot.
What's on the show today, man?
Yeah, what's on the show today?
No,
I'm not going to be able to talk to you today.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think George even had you in the rotation. Like, he knew.
George is just laughing.
Like, he knew you weren't coming in.
I
got Jacob. Oh, hell yes.
Hey, now where would you wear that?
I would buy that.
Where would you wear that?
A party.
Party.
Do you go to parties?
Sometimes.
That'd be interesting.
After close. I'm pretty fun.
Yeah, you've been to my house late. I know.
I'm a good time. Quick-witted. I got quick wit about me.
And sometimes, if you have, you know, a significant other, they want to go to a party, and you have to go with them.
That's true. That's very true.
Sometimes it works that way.
It does happen that way sometimes.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
On the show today, we got Jacob Padilla.
Yeah!
Jacob Padilla. Mitch Light and Brian Munson. No Damon Benning.
No Front Street, no Uncle Matt,
no Greyhound. Yeah. Let's get off that bus.
you took a tangent line and went over there.
I thought you guys asked me a question. I'm just answering the question.
I did. I let you answer your question.
Yeah, that's all it is.
You knew you should have taken that left turn at
Albuquerque. No, all right, boys.
All right,
well, appreciate
you. Thank you very much, sir.
Always good to chat with you.
Hockey coaches are just getting the cans. See you.
We're going to swing by and get some pizza this weekend.
DeBoer, ooh.
Well, Montgomery had to go. That made sense.
Yeah. It might be Monday.
Okay. Oh, good call.
It might be Monday.
I missed that whole conversation. I was talking to myself. What do you say about Monday?
He's coming out for
pizza. Swing by as, you know, and get some pizza for the family.
Okay. Save me some good stuff.
Sunday, we're having New Orleans Day at the house.
Whoa.
So gumbo.
Wait a minute.
Jambalaya, red beans and rice. We're going to do it up. Do it up on Sunday.
Hope you guys win.
What time is dinner served on Sunday?
All them things
I play Monday.
I like all those
things. Hope you guys win.
On Monday night?
Whenever you play.
Monday night.
Hope you guys win.
So there's no game on Sunday, so Sunday.
Eat your leftovers.
I'm a big fan of all of those things.
Oh, yeah, that means you don't have to go to the sports bar with your friend Walt.
I'll be at home. That's right.
What taking time is dinner, sir?
5 o'clock. 1700.
Okay.
1700.
The street in his neighborhood has something to do with trees.
Okay.
I don't want to give it out in public. Or basketball movies.
Oh, that's very creative.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll be back with the Gary Sharp Show.
Bye.